the world could be only 5 years away from the creation of an HIV-blocking gel. Australian researchers have discovered that a protein found naturally in women inhibits the transfer of the virus. Scientists are hoping to harness the protein to put contraceptive power back into the hands of women. From Melbourne, Danny Tran.
The fact is, over 50,000 men, women and children now carry the AIDS virus. But in 3 years, nearly 2,000 of us will be dead.
30 years ago, commercials like these were being aired on Australian television to warn against the danger of unprotected sex.
But if not stopped, it could kill more Australians than World War II.
But within 5 years, negotiating the use of a condom with a partner may be something women don't have to worry about. Australian scientists have discovered that a protein naturally found within a woman's reproductive tract called interferon epsilon could be used in the fight against HIV. Adding the protein to human cells, researchers then infected them with the virus, as Dr. Neve Mangan from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research explains.
Interferon epsilon was able to block HIV infection at the very early stages when it's just getting into the cell. And also it was able to decrease the quality of the virus in cells so they were not as well able to go on and infect other cells.
It's given scientists a starting point, but it's raising more questions than answers.
At certain stages of the menstrual cycle, that women are more susceptible to HIV infection. How does interferon epsilon fit into this hormone susceptibility to HIV? And potentially, can we boost the levels of interferon epsilon?
Professor Johnson Mack is the chair of infectious diseases at Deakin University and argues women are often finding themselves infected.
With the things like gender bias and the inequality in terms of distribution of wealth, and females are often mainly affected. Consequently, you can imagine that females also do not have much of a choice in negotiating condom use or protection mechanism to protect them from the virus.
He believes the protein could be harnessed to develop a gel, which will give women the ability to protect themselves without relying on their sexual partner for something like a condom.
Hopefully, such a gel can help to prevent the transmission of HIV, and more importantly, this kind of approach, preventative measure, also has potential, I believe, to block other type of STI. So it's not just HIV.
The gel would be applied before sex. How long will depend on the tools available to scientists.
The challenge that we have to do is that whether we can actually massively produce these compounds and make sure that these compounds can survive in the environment much longer.
Dr. Neve Mangan.
Very early days yet in our studies, but these initial studies do open up the door for further studies into how interferon epsilon might be able to block HIV and how we might be able to use it maybe as a treatment down the line.
Dr. Neve Mangan, ending Danny Tran's report